Elena, we are going to talk about budget. So very quickly, just as a recap on the South African budget that was read last week, we're not going to go into detail. I want to ask you about the direct and the indirect impacts of the SA budget on Namibia, and then we'll go over to the expectations that you have for the Namibian budget. But let's just quickly touch on what were those announcements that will directly impact Namibia?
Yeah, so I'm Usha, and of course, always happy to be here on the Market Watch. Just to touch on SA's budget, I think the budget in general still shows some fiscal spillage and some issues in terms of expenditure. I think one of the market's concerns was to see an increase in VAT without a significant decrease in expenditure, which is a little bit of a concern. However, in general, I think the budget is still in line with the growth prospects of South Africa. So if you look at the South African economy in general, it was growing at less than 1% last year. And this year, going forward, they're expecting the growth to be just under 2% over the medium-term expenditure framework. So that's for the next 3 years. So it's slightly better growth, but still not robust growth. So a 0.5% increase in VAT for 2025, and then another 0.5% increase in VAT, as the minister announced, is going to support them from revenue. They should be able to get a little bit more revenue. But also, there are things like the SACL, which is definitely going to have a direct impact on Namibia. So we noted, for example, that they budgeted an 18% drop in SACL revenue, which is huge for SA, and that could also then translate into double-digit drops for Namibia, which is obviously a concern, given that SACL revenue for us is about 30% of our budget revenue. So in general, it's not too much of a surprising budget. I think it could have been more concerning had the things in the headline that we were seeing, like the 2% VAT, come through, but definitely does indicate that the South African Treasury does have fiscal spillage concerns and a constrained revenue position, definitely. I mean, they definitely are looking at in future new ways to finance the deficit that is obviously going to come through. Yeah.
I always find it interesting, you know, I'm coming from an accounting background, and that the economists always say you were afraid that they will cut down an expenditure. And I'm like, isn't that exactly what the governments need? Is a bit of a cut on expenditure, but I know where you're coming from, you know, developmental. So that maybe takes us on to the Namibian budget. So no date has been set yet.
Yeah.
Maybe a first question is, given what's happening geopolitically and the announcements that aid from the United States might either decrease or disappear, would you say, and I guess especially in our health sector, are you expecting that, you know, the Minister of Health will have to do some reallocations?
They're definitely going to have to look at their planning, and it's definitely going to have an impact on operations in the health sector, specifically in the fight against HIV and AIDS. I think one of the reasons we've been doing so well and being able to prevent mother-to-child transmissions, for example, has been the help of the U.S. government. So that is going to have a direct impact on that. The good thing is that Namibia's revenue is in a better position because of your NAMRA, because of the gold and the uranium investments that we're expecting. So the government should have room to sort of fill a little bit of that gap, at least, or at least attempt to fill some of that gap. There is also the option of moving things from, or moving funds from the development budget into your social and health budget. I mean, and that is just what governments do essentially to save lives. You rather save lives than build roads. But given where Namibia is going, the development budget is also going to be key to our economy, especially since we're at this crossroads in our economy. So I think the government is going to have to look and play around with prioritizing expenditure, but definitely there is going to be an impact on social expenditure given the announcements by the U.S. government.
Now, are there major changes that you think will come with the new government? I mean, it's the same ruling party, but do you foresee now with a new president that they might in terms of what they want to do with the budget, or not really?
Not really, but what I'm gathering is that there is definitely a bow to sort of contain expenditure. So I understand even from a personnel perspective that she is looking at reworking the government structure to sort of make it more streamlined and more efficient, that would have a huge impact on your payroll expenditure, which is a major expenditure for the government. So that could also sort of create room for other social spending without cutting a development budget, for example. So it does seem as if there's going to be some changes with regards to efficiency, because even from the last budget from the Ministry of Finance, that is what came out of the concern from the minister's perspective, is that even with the increase in revenue from NAMNA, so now you've got an extra 2 billion to play with, but the execution rates are not where they need to be. So allocating and actually, you know, using this money efficiently is going to be a challenge with the current government structure. So I think they are looking at that, but nothing concrete to say definitely this is what the government is intending.
Yeah, it's almost like I'm hearing you saying that Namibia is going to get its own doge. So, but which will not be a bad thing, I guess. Anything else that you are expecting in terms of revenue announcements? Do you foresee any tax changes?
Definitely no tax changes. I think the tax changes that were recently done, I mean, the tax changes became effective last year. And also we didn't see any tax bracket adjustments in the SA budget, even for inflation. So we don't think that taxes are going to move. What I am we'll see is just a continued increase in revenue and hopefully a slight decrease in expenditure or a reallocation into more capital-driven expenditure. So we're hoping to see some investments in the ports. We're hoping to see some road investments that are really necessary from an infrastructure perspective to sort of realize the growth that we're expecting over in the next 2 to 3 years. But other than that, I think the budget is really going to be a story of continuing the fiscal consolidation stance, trying to maintain the surplus while also trying to invest efficiently for long-term capital gains in the economy.
Okay, last question, Elena. Do you think that they would want to, or will there be plans in this budget to bring down the debt-to-GDP ratio?
So that is what I think the goal is over the medium expenditure framework. And that's why I'm saying that I think that expenditure in general, they're still going to maintain a fiscal consolidation stance. They still want to get that debt to GDP ratio below your 60%. That is their target. And we're not there yet. So we still need to do some level of consolidation, being cognizant of things like, you know, the US tariff impact. And the fact that we do have to spend on stuff like that and also spend on infrastructure like the port and the roads and et cetera.
And so, she said that the housing is also important.
Exactly, the housing, because that's just another thing, trying to bring down affordable housing in Namibia. So it really is a dance that the ministry is going to have to do. But to give them credit, the ministry has been in this position for at least 3 years, and they have been doing it quite well in managing that social, developmental and infrastructure expenditure spend. So
to balance that, yeah, no easy task.
Yeah, definitely not. I wouldn't want to be in their position.
Exactly. Elena, thank you very much for talking to me. And until the next time, maybe we can delve a bit into the tariffs story. But until the next time, thank you, Elena.
I thank you for having me, Michelle. Bye.